brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number three on this live Monday edition, the 22nd day of May, 2006. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We are so honored to have you here with us. Webster Tarpley is our guest, author, lecturer, researcher, expert on the Global Economic Crime Syndicate. We're taking your calls right now. We're going to get more into the Iranian oil borscht and what that war may look like, or government false flag, how that ties into these new Pentagon ridiculous tapes they released. Right now, let's go to James in Maryland and Kenny, Tom, and others. You're on the air, James. Welcome.
Hi, thanks. I was wondering if your guest knows of Andre Eglishan and what he thinks of him, and also if he could give out his website, and I'll take the answer off air.
I'm afraid I don't know anything about the person that you've mentioned.
He's an author with a book about the private nature of the Federal Reserve.
I see. Well, yes, of course, the Federal Reserve is private. Private means Morgan. It has always meant Morgan. Morgan being the long arm of the City of London, and this is how it works. My website is www.tarpley.net, and there you can find the Bush biography for free. It's not a very up-to-date website because of financial constraints, but you can certainly get that Bush bio of Bush the Elder, which
we
I
have
think
a
is,
link to it up on Infowars.com.
Right, wonderful.
So people want to visit it, they can go right there. It's very easy. But give that out again for folks.
www.tarpley.net, and there you can also get various links to buy the current book, 9/11 Synthetic Terror.
Which we carry at InfoWars.
Which is better to buy, obviously, at Alex Jones' store.
I don't care. I'm just letting people know it's
more convenient,
Webster.
I'm sure.
Yeah, well,
just
whatever,
on the Federal Reserve, remember that from 1933 to 1952, approximately, the Federal Reserve was de facto nationalized. Roosevelt would call them and say, listen, you guys, you're going to buy the Treasury bonds at the price I tell you. And they'd say, yes, sir, because they were afraid of Roosevelt. Then the contemptible puppet Truman came in, the tool of Acheson and Harriman and the rest of the Skull and Bones group. During the Korean War, he tried to reassert that, and the Federal Reserve said, go jump in the lake. We have our own financial policy. We don't care about your war or your government. We do what's good for bankers, not for you. So there's a big difference.
And the very same crowd of bankers were funding Hitler the whole time.
They were. And it's too bad. When Roosevelt first came in the 100 days, he could have abolished the Federal Reserve, which would have been the thing to do. But this is one of his failings. This is where he didn't go nearly far enough in reducing the Federal Reserve back to a Bureau of the Treasury, so it would at least be theoretically accessible to the control of elected officials. Because nobody knows what goes on inside the Federal Reserve. They should have an audit. If you had an audit, you could put probably all of them in jail.
Well, I want to make another point. You know, I've really researched this, and it's in mainstream history books. It's admitted that when J.P. Morgan died, they thought he was worth billions. He was only worth a few million. He was actually just a secret officer of the Bank of London,
yeah,
the Rothschilds, the Saxe Coburg Gothas. And people always say, Alex, it isn't England, it's Israel. Well, even Forbes magazine admits that England is the biggest owner of U.S. companies and assets. It's not the Japanese, it's not the Chinese, it's not the French. And then you've got the British royalty married into the German royalty, married into the Dutch royalty. Certainly, there are other groups and other racial groups that are involved in that makeup and that own that. But just there's this endless debate. I know you've been in the crosshairs before too, Webster, of, you know, that we won't, come out and say it's one group or another group. We know who the group is. It's the Anglo-American establishment, and it's got a bunch of other allied crime syndicates orbiting it.
Say, Alex, I heard what you were discussing when I first came on, the guy with the Protocols of Zion. My God, the Protocols of Zion are a forgery by the Russian Tsarist secret police, and everybody has known this for 100 years. In terms of the British, you just have to ask yourself, look at the map. Who ran the world for 250 years? Who painted the globe red from India to Canada to Australia? The British. Need we say more?
You can't explain it to people. They just don't care. I mean, the fact that you go read the actual financial numbers, almost every bank in this country is controlled by British money. I don't know how you get this across to people.
The
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to go to Kenny and Tom and Alex and Linda and many others that are patiently holding here in just a moment for Webster Tarpley. I want to get more into what's coming up with Iran and how that ties into this whole world financial system tottering right now, and the globalists openly in major financial papers saying they want to manipulate it so they come out on top and profit from it, and get Webster's take on how much danger they're in of actually having problems themselves. They're very diversified globally, hence they're globalists. They just bring down nation states, nation by nation, and then consolidate, but could that get away from them? Webster, before we do that, I just want to mention again that we do carry your book, 9/11, Synthetic Terror Made in the USA, and you're going to be at our big 9/11 conference that I'm putting on, American Scholar Symposium. 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda is one of the key speakers coming up June 24th and 25th. And folks, if you want a ticket physically mailed to you, we'll be glad to do it that way. You can call and get your tickets. They're as low as $34 a piece when you get multiple tickets. The number is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or go to InfoWars.com to order your tickets online. We'll send you an e-ticket as an email with your name and ticket number. We'll give you a wristband at check-in once you get there, and that's it. Easy coming and going, so not a big hassle. Downtown Los Angeles, 24th and 25th of June, a lot of great guests and some surprise guests, some Hollywood folks will be popping up as well, but you'll just see once you get there. That's going to be really exciting. And Webster's also speaking at a conference I'm speaking at that I'm not putting on, but I'll be there, and that's coming up, and that's June 2nd, 3rd, and 4th in Chicago. Very, very busy month of June. And then on the 9th and 10th and 11th, I'm going to be up in Ottawa, Canada, covering Bilderberg. Next month is going to be a dizzyingly busy month. But you can go to Infowars.com and get tickets to the event that Webster's going to be at that I'm putting on in June, late June. And you can also go to 911truth.org and link through and get tickets to the Chicago deal that's coming up. I recommend you get those now. Webster, I want to go to these calls here, but I want to get into what you were finishing up at the end of the last hour about what we're facing with Iran. Now, the neocons, a whole bunch of them, Horowitz and others have been in the news. Jerome Corsi has been writing editorials saying, Iran, if you only accept euros or other currencies and you don't accept the dollar, that is your death warrant, I believe the headline was. They're not even hiding the fact that it's all because Iran wants to be sovereign, that they don't have nukes, they won't have nukes for 10 years. That's the admitted CIA assessment. Oh, it turns out, just like the PR firm, the New York PR firm, the daughter of the head of the firm, said she saw babies thrown out of incubators. She'd never been to Kuwait in her life. It was admitted that was all lies. The rape rooms were 98% lies. Certainly in a corrupt system, you're going to have some of that happen. Sure, I'm not defending Saddam, but he was our boy. That was all PR. This latest thing about Jews and Christians, we're going to have to wear yellow tags and blue tags and Zoroastrians green tags. It was all lies. They were having a dress code where the government's going to try to fund and encourage Islamic dress among the young people. I actually read the bill. It was a total whole cloth lie picked up by Reuters, AP, and others. They've now all had to retract. So, Webster, it's just getting crazier and crazier.
Well, I think the president of Iran, Ahmadinejad, has made obviously reckless and irresponsible statements, but these statements are pretty much par for the course. They're the sort of normal rejection front rhetoric that we've had ever since Camp David.
Israel says we're going to nuke you. They say we'll nuke you or
exactly.
We'll attack you back. Or Cheney says we're going to cause you great pain and suffering, and Bolton does. They say we'll cause you great pain and suffering. And the headline is, out of the blue, the president says we'll cause you great pain and suffering. When he's repeating it back, you read the whole quote. He says, listen, we want to be friends. Please don't do this. But if you attack us and cause us suffering, we'll cause you suffering back. And they're like, can you believe it?
The other question is, if the United States threatens a nuclear attack on Iran, this is very serious because this violates and essentially undermines and cancels out the non-proliferation treaty they talk so much
they
about.
They have been threatening to do it.
The non-proliferation treaty.
And now China, let me just add, Webster, you brought up a key point. Now China, now North Korea, now Russia, and others are saying they're allowed to preemptively nuke people. They're talking about using nukes there in some of the stands. They're talking about using it against Chechens. So you're right. This has accelerated us into an insane new doctrine when MAD kept us in good stead. Please comment.
You can see that if a nuclear state like the United States repeatedly issues nuclear threats to Iran, that violates the treaty because the basis of the treaty is that nuclear states will not attack states which have given up their right to nuclear weapons under the Non-Proliferation Treaty. Having said that, Ahmadinejad should keep his mouth shut. A lot of what he says is for local consumption. On the other hand, you can go into Israel and find the representatives of the extremist splinter parties in the Knesset saying, pretty much the same thing about Iran and a whole bunch of other countries.
You can find members of the Knesset in major newspapers saying that they can nuclear blackmail Europe.
Yes, exactly.
Doesn't mean we have the headline, Israel threatens to nuke Europe.
Precisely. Now, concerning the question of the dollar now, which I think is one of the main driving forces, there is a question of will Iran have a nuclear device. I think it'll be a device, not a weapon. It'll be something so heavy that you'd need a large truck, something you could hardly deliver in an airplane or a missile, but this is also months or years away. This cannot be the main issue. The really strategic thing is the Iranian oil boost. This does change the world. The Russian foreign minister, Kudrov, said a couple of weeks ago that the dollar is now so mismanaged, so bankrupt, in effect, that it is no longer acceptable as a reserve currency. The problem is, with the best will in the world, if you want to hold dollars, they're dwindling. The dollar, if you had dollars at the end of last year, you now have 7% less compared to the euro. So a lot of countries are trying to diversify away from the dollar. And it's places as
calm. Let me just stop you. The dollar was trading at $1.10 to 89 5 years ago with the euro, 88. Now, if you really look at it, you're talking a 40%+ drop in dollar value.
Yes, precisely. Over the longer period, you're absolutely right. You've lost almost half of your money. So naturally, you know, people like Saddam and North Korea decided to do this. But now Norway says they would like to have a euro-denominated oil market. What are you going to do? Nuke Norway. Venezuela is attempting to diversify, and now they've discovered that Chavez is a terrorist. He says, I'm sick and tired of losing money on the dollar. And they turn around and say, you're a clone of Castro, you're a terrorist. So the question of the Iranian oil bourse, now linked again to the ruble-based energy exchange of Russia, is the big deal. Let's assume that sometime in the near future, Russia starts selling oil and natural gas to Europe, European Union, for rubles. It's normal enough, isn't it? You want to buy something in Russia, go buy rubles. This would make the ruble a world currency. It would cut the dollar out of that deal, because right now, strange as it may seem, when Europe has to buy oil from Russia or natural gas, they've got to come up with dollars. This creates a false, fictitious, artificial demand for the dollar.
Well, that's what adds value to the fiat dollar, is that it's the only currency that you're allowed to buy oil with.
Yes, and that exactly. If you end this, then you're going to have the central bank shifting hundreds of millions, hundreds of billions, or indeed trillions of dollars out of the dollar. I would also point out to people, don't feel that your prosperity is linked to the dollar. Your misery and poverty is linked to the current dollar. As long
yeah,
as
the globalists have debased it by design.
Yeah, what they've done is, as long as...
Let me just add, because you said that, and you're absolutely right, Webster. What they've done psychologically, and the neocons are saying this on talk radio, is we've got to attack Iran and keep the dollar strong. Bush, for 4 years, has had an open, weak dollar policy, lobbying through Snow and O'Neill, who didn't like it, by the way, that's why he left, over this. So they're the ones doing it. Iran and others aren't doing it, but they expect the world to accept right. this scam where dollars that they have bought are now going to be devalued.
I would just also put it from the point of view of the average person. The dollar is now the buyer of last resort, right? It's the dumping ground for everything in the world. The country has been deindustrialized. Everything is imported. That's why they have the trillion-dollar budget deficit. If this crazy dollar system were to come to an end, the United States would have to manufacture products that people wanted to buy, sell them out in the world, and earn foreign exchange to buy imports.
And it would take us 20 years to build back up.
We could buy. I think, you know, if you look at Harry Hopkins and some people in the Roosevelt administration, you could put 2 or 3 million people to work within 24 to 48 hours. Harry Hopkins did that in 1933-34.
But I'm talking about those deep technological bases, everything laid in.
Of course.
You've already built industrial bases in areas with slave wages where even if we were built back to full capacity, it'd be very hard to compete.
Yes, but I think the United States still can compete, and I think with the right education and the right credit policies, you could do it.
Meanwhile, they have the bankers running around hiring all the phony environmental groups, the Malthusians, as you call them, the
right.
Dr. Piankas, the Dr. Peter Singers, to run around saying, kill everyone.
Yeah.
I mean, for anybody that doubts that the elite is into this, the big foundations openly fund thousands of professors who go around doing nothing but figuring out ways to put us on human reservations. The New World Order have always been control freak, social Darwinistic feudal lords, and they want the New World Order is a global plantation. Webster, do you agree with that?
I think it's clear we have to get back to an industrial economy.
But what is wrong with these people? Why are they so controlling and so wicked, Webster? You've studied them. I want to get into their mindset.
Again, this is the eternal oligarch, the eternal aristocrat oligarch parasite, who doesn't like technology and progress because it leads to upward social mobility of social classes that they fear. The problem you have, if you're an oligarch, you've got to justify why are you in control and not somebody else. And they have to come up with some reason for this. But if poor people can learn technology and become scientists, then the oligarch is in crisis. Why should he dominate society when he is not able to do that? And they have hated technology going back, as I say, to the time of the Trojan War or to the time of the Athenian Navy, at the time of Thucydides, say 400 B.C., a little bit before Socrates and company. So whenever you have oligarchs, like the British, again, Malthus, Sir Thomas Malthus is the classic example of an oligarch who wants to crush technology and keep a parasitical ruling class at the expense of everybody else. And it just doesn't change.
Well, it's simple. I mean, it's like a tiger will go in and eat one of the new cubs, or both if he can. A grizzly bear will do it, too. They are threatened by up-and-comers. Do you agree with that, Webster?
Yes, I guess that's one way to put it. But
we'll
we'll
be right back. Stay with us.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one of the 45 points of international communism to capture America was to gain control of one or both political parties? Have you noticed that it doesn't matter which political party, Republican or Democrat, takes office? We continue in the same direction of losing our freedoms and ultimately our national sovereignty to the United Nations, which is a communist organization. The handwriting is on the wall. We would like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Gas prices are out of control. You drive up to the pump only to find that the price per gallon is up once again. If you want to save money at the pump and get back in the driver's seat, then listen closely. There is now a way to save up to 30% or more on your fuel bill using the MPG cap. The MPG cap is a capsule that looks like a vitamin that you simply drop into your gas tank. It's organic, non-toxic, EPA approved, and can drastically reduce fuel emissions. People all across the nation are reporting improved performance as well as the money saving increases in their gas mileage by using our MPG caps. MPG caps are designed for use in all gasoline or diesel powered engines. And you can also have a lucrative home-based business by simply sharing this amazing money saving product with others. Don't wait. Call MPG Biz now at 800-526-1778. That's 800-526-1778. Or visit the webpage at mpgbiz.com. That's mpgbiz.com.
Is our guest. He's going to ride shotgun with us for about 45 after. Then I'm going to end the calls and our interview and cover some news we haven't even gotten to yet. So a little 15-minute news blitz there at the end. Hope you stay with us. Let's go to some calls, Webster. Let's talk to Kenny in Florida. Kenny, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Very interesting guest, as usual.
Thank you.
I've got two items that I'd like to discuss and interest in your comments. One of them is Clinton put in all these executive orders, which basically covers every base of the United States as far as getting control of workforce, banking, rail lines, airlines, waterways. I mean, they got complete control of an emergency act.
Well, sir, those executive orders have been being reissued since Kennedy was killed over and over again.
Yeah.
You see the mass slave camps, the mass arrest, the gun confiscations, the food confiscations, what you saw in New Orleans repeated by every successive administration. So that's one question. What's your next one?
That wasn't the question. I'm just kind of leading up to this whole
thing. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, along with the fact that the current government right now is set up the tracking surveillance of all Americans, and I think that they have multiple strategies, these globalists. They make you think that maybe it might be a bird flu, it might be a dirty bomb, but quietly under the veil of it all, it's the economy that would affect the most amount of people.
Well, it could be the illegal aliens, too. The globalist PR firms publicly control them. They hit one button, every U.S. city will burn down.
A bunch of diversions. While the economy, they tell you how wonderful it's doing, it's tanking from underneath us.
Oh, I agree that the number one real threat, bird flu, terror, that's all manufactured. Even if they kill 10,000 people, that's horrible for those that die. But globally, it'll be the fear they generate out of it and what happens after that's the real crisis. But I agree the financial system is the real crisis. Let me get a comment from our guest on that.
I would say that the uncontrollable feature, because it is not controlled, it is uncontrollable from the point of view of any government or any system or the IMF or the World Bank or the Bank for International Settlements, is the death agony of the dollar, and that they can't seem to do anything about this because they have a political paralysis. They would need dictatorial regimes. They would need fascist rule already to impose the kind of austerity that they would need to slow the pace of the collapse, but they don't have that yet.
And we have the IMF World Bank documents of 2002 released by the BBC, Greg Palast. These are official admitted documents where the IMF and World Bank say that in the third world that they engineer collapses, even in the first world like Argentine, to then create a crisis to bring in a bigger police state.
Exactly. That's what's going on in Puerto Rico right now. Puerto Rico is now a laboratory to try to crush what amounts to one American state and use that as a pilot project to bring that kind of austerity every place else. And that's, therefore, I say, when the bottom falls out, when the panic crash of the dollar begins and the stampede for the exits is on, the cost of the depression has to be shifted to financiers and bankers, to Wall Street.
And let me predict what they will do instead. They'll blame it on a third world country and some politician. They'll blame it on one young banker. They'll claim it was a domino. They'll show a $5 billion hedge fund or something. And they'll have 100 TV shows explaining how he did it. And the very people that did it will be on TV explaining it to you.
It will be a young MBA in Kuala Lumpur who sold $3 billion in the morning and started an avalanche that went around the world. And by the end of the day, the dollar is down 50%. That's the kind of thing we're looking at right now. At a meeting in Hyderabad, there was a debate, will the dollar immediately fall 25%, yes or no? And there's a study going on by India, China, Russia, Japan, and a few others to see what is the potential for a dollar collapse in the immediate period ahead. So this is what it is. It's not peak oil. It's none of that stuff. It's a classic breakdown crisis of a currency. We haven't had anything like this for 80 years.
I've tracked peak oil. No doubt about it. That is a neocon staged oil company propaganda. Anyone pushing that who's high level and academic is an absolute agent.
I agree totally, Alex, and congratulations, because that's a courageous position, and more power to you.
Well, I mean, I actually tracked it and researched it and looked at it, and we can track the main progenitors of that movement as being on banker payroll.
Well, it's actually Lord, we mentioned Rothschild before. Lord Victor Rothschild was the head of the Shell Oil Royal Dutch Shell Research Bureau in the 1960s, and for him worked this guy, King Hubbert, who came up with the idea that the U.S. production would decline after 1970 and be a worldwide decline after that. And then they go back and say, yeah, look, it started, U.S. oil production started to decline in 1970. Yes, so did everything else. So did your living standard, steel production, auto production, and everything else up and down the line started to decline because of the collapse of the Bretton Woods system, which was the main thing happening.
These are all great callers. We got to go through you quick, though, folks. That last caller brought up such a central point, though. Thank you, Kenny. Tom, Alex, and Linda will be the last three we've got, because I want to get into some of the Pentagon footage, the new stuff they've released with Webster, get his take on that, and a lot more. Final 30 minutes. Strap yourselves in. Be sure and visit PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Final calls getting into the Pentagon video, Webster Tarpley, and we'll get into some of the news we haven't covered yet today. I want to personally invite all of you listening, whether you live in New York, California, Texas, Ohio, it doesn't matter, Oregon, Colorado, Idaho, got a lot of listeners I know up in Utah, to jump on a plane, to take a week off of a vacation if you can. Take 2 days off, whatever. Come to Southern California, Los Angeles, for a 9/11 Truth Symposium unlike anything you've seen. American Scholar Symposium. We're going to have Professor Stephen Jones. We're going to have Professor Jim Fetzer, Webster Tarpley, who we have on with us, will be giving a lecture. My new film, Terror Storm, will debut there at the start. We'll have a press conference. It's going to be exciting. 2 days. The Sheraton Hotel downtown is built onto a shopping mall with a whole bunch of restaurants. There's restaurants inside of the facility. It's really nice, and I'm going to be giving a speech, of course. It's really going to be great. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, link through to AmericanScholarSymposium.org. There's big banners on all my main sites. And get your tickets. Get multiple tickets. Bring your friends and family. This is going to be great. I don't have a lot of events. In fact, I rarely go to events, but so much is happening. I've got to go to all these events. I'm putting this event on June 24th and 25th. Get your tickets now. Get them as low as $34 a piece when you get multiple tickets. And we charge as low as we can. It's very expensive for us to get the biggest ballroom. It's the second biggest ballroom in a hotel in L.A. The other one was just too expensive, but this one's real nice. We got two big projection screens for PowerPoint presentations. Dr. Bob Bowman, former head of Star Wars program, will be there. We'll be projecting films on them. It's going to be exciting. And if you don't have a computer and you want to call and get one of the tickets or multiple tickets mailed to you, we will do that. You can call 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or if you just want to talk to somebody, you can call there too and order there. And then we send you an e-ticket online if you'd rather it that way. Three different ways to order. 1-888-253-3139. And you can also, for a limited time, in a few weeks we're not going to be able to accept these anymore because we don't have time to mail you your ticket back. But for the next few weeks, you can still write to us and get tickets, too. I'm Alex Jones, and it's 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And you can call that toll-free number and find out about the different ticket rates and the rest of it. It's general admission. The front row will be reserved for some of the folks that are going to be there, some of the speakers, and there'll be some surprise guests. And look, I wasn't the person that had the idea for this film festival symposium. Someone who you know very well, who made international headlines a few months ago on this show, had the idea. We were setting it up. Then the attack dogs, the smear campaign started, and it is completely staged. And so they've kind of retreated for a while, but they will be reemerging at this event as well. So it's going to be something you don't want to miss. That's coming up. Webster, I want to take a few final calls and get into the Pentagon video, but your take on this big symposium coming up June 24th and 25th, you think people should come?
I think they should come. I think the dams are breaking on 9/11. It's much better if they break now. We can head off the attack on Iran. We can head off the new Cold War with Russia. We can begin to get these finance oligarchs on a leash. I just wanted to point out this guy, Anderson Cooper, who's been trying to counter-organize everybody, is a Vanderbilt. He's a finance oligarch. He's the son of poor little rich girl Gloria Vanderbilt. So if he were Rockefeller, Mellon, Morgan, Astor, he couldn't be more elitist than a Vanderbilt. The other thing
that
I
want to... I don't want to glaze over this. Some may not know what you're talking about. Anderson Cooper, we've confirmed with their producers and others. They've been calling around everyone trying to get them to come on and attack and savage and call Charlie Sheen a liar.
Right.
They've been unable to find anybody to do it. And we know that the other arm of CNN, their entertainment arm, knew what was going on. I talked to their producers. They let you on, myself on, and others on. Then they canceled Ed Asner when he was on his way there. The higher-ups from CNN News called and said, you kill it, and you kill it now.
There we go, the controlled media. The other thing is, I was supposed to have Thierry Meyssan on as a guest on my program on RBN Live at 3 to 5 on Central Time on Saturday afternoons. So Thierry Meyssan, you know, M-E-Y-S-S-A-N, for those who don't, is one of the first people in the world to say no commercial airliner hit the Pentagon. And if you saw the news reports that came out this week, with this pitiful Pentagon tape, which shows you absolutely nothing, nothing new anyway, they were very, very scared that Meyssan was getting a chance to give his opinions on this to a U.S. audience. So strange thing happened in Paris about 10 o'clock. His phone went dead, and the phone went dead and stayed dead until about midnight, which corresponds exactly to the time that I was on the air. So it looks like somebody with capabilities similar to those of the National Security Agency or some other of these cockroaches of the invisible government decided to shut down this phone call. So,
well, listen, we've had cases of that that cannot be debated. Instead of going to calls now, I want to go to them in a minute. I want to get your take on the Pentagon, the new little clips that show absolutely nothing, being released and the media crowing that this shows absolute incontrovertible proof that the entire 9/11 truth movement is discredited. So, number one, why are they releasing it now? Number two, Judicial Watch is very, very suspicious. They're funded by SCAFE neocon money. Number three, why are they trying to make the Pentagon the only area that's looked at?
I think they're desperate because the myth is collapsing. There's a lot of erosion and attrition of the myth. When you think back that when Charlie Sheen went on the air, he was getting, 85-87% support.
He hit 86, then they pulled the poll and magically brought it back down to 82.
Well, it was overwhelming. I mean, there was no opposition, really. Just the lunatic fringe in favor of the official version. We also have the Mousavi trial. The government wanted to have a show trial with Mousavi, have him executed as a means of refreshing and revivifying this lunatic official story, and it failed. And it failed with one of the most controlled jury pools. Down here in Alexandria, Virginia, the average jury is half CIA and the rest of it is Pentagon, and they're never going to vote against the government. And in this case, they couldn't fry Mousavi. Mousavi, of course, is a psychotic patsy. Plenty of criminal intent comes out of the MI6 school for patsies at Brixton Mosque, Finsbury Mosque, along with his friend Richard Reed. The notion of Mousavi and Richard Reed trying to hijack a 747 is just laughable. These are people who couldn't hijack a skateboard or a pushcart. And the government was wise not to bring in Richard Reed because he would have made that all the more obvious. So this is an Oswald, this is a James Earl Ray, this is a patsy. He's been brought in.
And let me explain how this works. The government openly goes, hire some supposed Muslim leader. They may operate for 10 years. They've got these all over London, mainly New York, other places. And they go out and literally, and this is the MO, they find someone who's a low-grade moron, borderline retarded, usually about 75 to 80% IQ. Good example, First World Trade Center bombing where the FBI cooked the bomb and trained the driver. They were both actually legally retarded on welfare. They then have mentally ill or retarded people, or both in most cases, go out and then get caught in the act. This is how they create some illusion.
This is synthetic terrorism because it's an overlay, it's an intersecting overlay of three or four different levels of reality.
Here's an example. I could go rent a space downtown, call it a church, go out and find crazy street people, get them in, get them to shoot their mouths off about hypothetically wanting to attack, say, some landmark in Austin. This is all hypothetical, folks. This is an analogy. Okay, I'm not saying this. You could go do it, and then in a month, you could have a nut ready to say on tape they're going to carry out a terror attack. Of course, no capacity to do it. Have the cops bust them, put them up on national TV, and have the person in court admitting they were a terrorist.
Right, and the failing is always, do they have the physical, technical ability? Can Oswald fire the shots? Was James Earl Ray the shooter? Could Sirhan fire 12 bullets out of a gun that only hold 8 or whatever it is? This is where it always breaks down. And, of course, Mousavi is a very low-grade, as you say, mentally retarded person. His defense lawyers argued that he was a delusional, paranoid schizophrenic. This is accurate. This is what he is. So, anyway, they couldn't get him fried. And then we've got this ferment around Charlie Sheen, and we've got any number of other things. So they have to come forward with this Pentagon tape and try to do a kind of a strong-arm operation saying this is the truth. Now, if you look at it, obviously the thing is flying at cruise missile level. It's not flying at the level of an airplane. You don't see anything. When it does hit the Pentagon, the flash is so enormous that it's obviously a military weapon. It's white hot. There's also the question, as my publisher John Leonard has pointed out, if it's flying along, there are not enough frames. There should be a couple of intervening frames that show us the whole object. They have never shown us the whole object. Plus, we know there are at least two gas station tapes and a hotel tape where the FBI was there within minutes to confiscate the tapes. And beyond those, there were probably 60, 70, or 80 other tapes in that Pentagon City, Alexandria, Arlington area where this object, whatever it was, flew by. All of these have been withheld, so I'm afraid.
I hear you. We got to take a few final calls and let you go. We got to move here, Webster.
Okay.
Real quick, let's go ahead and talk to Tom in California. Tom, go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, Alex. This is my name is Tom. I live in Leisure World in California. That's a retirement community, and you have to be 55 just to get in. We've just formed a new group called Seniors Against the War in Iraq.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and the age is between 60 and 95 years old. We've been in a few papers. When the war is so unpopular, seniors, many of them who are in walkers and wheelchairs, have to actually get up and stand in front of our globe here, waving signs and American flags. We call ourselves patriotic seniors, actually, against the war in Iraq, because we don't want anybody to think that we're not patriotic. We consider this.
I understand, sir. You're patriotic. What's going on?
Well, we have a demonstration every month. We're contacting our senators and our congresspeople to ask them to end the war, bring the troops back home, and treat them with respect when they come home. We have no other agenda. There's lots of things to be mad about, but we just want the world to know, and the United States and the government to know, that seniors who are very conservative by nature, who were born in the Depression.
Well, sir, we have a whole bunch of top generals who are conservative going public, and we have Bush at a 28% approval rating. So believe me, folks know.
Okay, that's good.
I would also just suggest, if you can, add 9/11 truth, and you will increase your striking power by 1,000%.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question,
sure.
Tom. Are you going to come to our 9/11 symposium?
I'm looking forward to it.
Anything else you'd like to add?
No, I just want I want people to ask themselves, is anybody better off since this war began? Is the world better off? And the answer, and were there any truths told? Forget how many lies there were. Was anything real about this? And the answer is no. What we could do with this money is $500 billion so far that they admit to spending.
Absolutely. You know, thank you for the call, sir. Hate to move past you. We just got to get going here. Alex in North Carolina. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call. I want to ask Mr. Tarpley what he thinks about the yen carry trade and whether or not the banksters will be able to keep that from unraveling.
Well, the yen carry trade simply means that the Bank of Japan for the last 3-4 years was lending money at 0% interest if you were a bank. And what that amounted to is the most massive support operation for the dollar that there's ever been. You can go back to the 1920s. The U.S. dollar was run that way for the sake of the British pound in the 1920s. That brought the crash and the end of the monetary system then. This time now, the Japanese have said they will depart from the 0% policy. They will start charging interest rates. As soon as the yen goes to 1 or 2% or 3% internal interest rates, it becomes very attractive. More money will flow out of the dollar. We can be sure that strong arming and threats are being applied to Japan right now, not to actually implement what they've said they're
going
to do.
And they've been in recession for 15 years. Thank you, caller.
They have been in the tank ever since the Plaza Accords of the mid-1980s, which ruined their economic development after World War II.
Linda in Texas, last caller. Go ahead.
Hello, I'm Devin's. The president with sons, and I'm
sorry, your phone's cutting out. It's inaudible. Start over.
Is this better?
Yes.
Okay, sorry, thank you. I'm in Austin, Texas, where we're in bed with coal, oil, gas, and atomic energy, the dirty fuels. And I am 57 years old with two boys. When I was 25 their age, there was a wonderful book written by British economists called Small is Beautiful. Economics as a people mattered, and it's all about appropriate technology, wind, solar, geothermal, hemp for food, fuel, fiber,
I'm wondering
if you've ever read that book, Small is Beautiful, and if you think there's a chance that we can get back on track by just yelling at our representatives.
I'm afraid that the book that you mentioned and this slogan is the essence of Malthusianism. And it is this kind of doctrine which
sustainability
has destroyed the world.
It's sustainable. They sell it as if it's for the people. It's really a control grid.
These groups are typically funded by oil companies themselves. It's a kind of a controlled opposition. But I think the main thing is you have seen the massive deindustrialization of the United States and the transfer to a service economy. The service economy cannot work. It cannot sustain the population we have. We're going to have industrialization of the most modern kind, and we're going to have modern energy sources. The sources that you mentioned, the so-called renewables, can be good for local applications like solar cells to power a telephone out in the middle of nowhere, but they can never give the energy density needed for a modern economy. If we had economic growth, the energy requirements would be growing. We've got to find the best ways to do that. Obviously, you know, beyond what we know today to work, we've got to think about fusion. We've got to think about antimatter. We've got to think about capturing more of the sun out in the orbital areas, right, on a very, very large scale, and similar things. But if you have the world today, you've got 2 billion people living on less than $2 a day. And you've got to do something to increase their standard of living. That will take energy. If you don't embrace modern forms of energy, you are, in effect, choosing genocide.
And let me add
this is what I want to
actually the sustainable people, you know, that live at a mud hut level who are destroying the environment. Thank you for the call, Linda. I appreciate it. I'm sure it's a fine book. Webster, were you familiar with that book itself or with what she was saying?
I think I've read it at the time. But again, Small is Beautiful. It sounds very nice, but when you think...
What they mean is no competition to the globalists will make you think you're fighting us. Webster Tarpley, I want to thank you so much for joining us. I look forward to seeing you in Chicago on the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, and I really look forward to seeing you at the big conference I'm putting on the 24th and 25th of June. We'll see you there.
Wonderful. I'm going to have Thierry Maison on Saturday afternoon. Please tune in, see if the NSA shuts them down, and we'll have you on soon, Alex,
okay.
I hope.
Okay, Webster, that's great. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I'm sorry to all the other callers. I don't have time to get to you right now. I am going to, of course, take more of your calls tomorrow. I got a bunch of other news I wanted to hit on, but I tried to hurry through your calls. When we come back, I've got this audio clip I promised to play of where having brownies with marijuana in them is now terrorism, and the anti-terror forces have to be called out. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, this is exactly what we're dealing with. This is exactly what we're facing now as a society, where everything is an act of terrorism. So we'll cover that on the other side if I have time. Jam in one or two other little tidbits of news. In the last 30 seconds of this segment, I just want to thank all of our AM and FM affiliates. I want to thank the Global Shortwave affiliate. I want to thank the folks that make the Internet possible. I want to thank the network and all of you, the listeners, our sponsors, everyone. It's really great to be able to talk about real issues, to try to awaken and enlighten and inform people. I love my job. And I do this because I love my family, and I want them to live in a free country and a free society. The globalists need to be exposed. If we do expose them, their program can be defeated.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
A civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
What we've got in this society is the government training us to be a bunch of ninnying cowards, afraid of everything. Oh, but don't worry, the men in nice black uniforms will keep you safe. There was a case a few weeks ago where, as a prank, a mother put some X-Lax and some brownies. A few people got sick, and they're charging her with a bunch of crimes. Fine and dandy, but that stuff went on when I was in school, and you just got in trouble. The mother helped her daughter do it. But routinely people sell marijuana at school in muffins, in brownies, and it looks like that's what happened, and somebody got into them. But don't worry, the FBI will keep you safe. We got Mexican troops killing people, rocket attacks going on in Texas, but that doesn't matter. Let's worry about some muffins in Dallas. Don't worry, the anti-terror forces have been sent in. Go ahead and roll the tape.
We have new information just in on those tainted muffins delivered to Lake Highlands High School Tuesday. 19 faculty and staff members got sick from them, and the Dallas Health Department just confirmed to News 8 that marijuana was in those muffins. Also today, the FBI released surveillance photos of the man who delivered the muffins. Channel 8's Rebecca Lopez joins us now live from the Health Department with the latest on this story. Rebecca?
Well, Jeff, as you just mentioned, they held a news conference just a little while ago, and the Dallas County Health Department does confirm that there was marijuana in the muffins. They have ruled out that there is any kind of natural food poisoning here, so obviously they think that this is intentional. So the FBI has released pictures, these pictures of a man believed to be in his teens to early 20s. He is carrying a bag in one hand and wearing a white t-shirt and dark pants. The FBI said today he is a person of interest, but believe that he carried the muffins in that bag, which sickened 18 school employees. Authorities say they take this very seriously, even deploying the Joint Terrorism Task Force to investigate this case.
Because we weren't sure whether or not it was a weapon of mass destruction, possibly, or whether or not it was a food tampering incident.
The health department says that they did not find the actual marijuana plant in the muffins. They found THC, which is a substance in the marijuana plant. They say somehow it was extracted and baked into the muffins and that there were obviously dangerous levels, and that is what sickened the people. Now, we've also heard that there may have been Benadryl in those muffins. At this time, that has not been confirmed. They are still doing further testing with the FDA to confirm if there were any other kind of substances in those muffins. Tampering with food does carry a 10-year prison sentence if the person is caught and convicted. Reporting live, Rebecca Lopez, Channel 8 News.
But if you're an aggravated felon from Mexico, you're A-OK. They're going to release you in, what, 98% of the cases? Excuse me, 95% of the cases. Rocket attacks, killing, murder, it's fine. No big deal. Don't even put it in the newspaper half the time. Just my gosh, national emergency. We've got marijuana and muffins, ladies and gentlemen. Deploy the Joint Terrorism Task Force. You know, we've got to keep everybody safe here. We've got to arrest people on airplanes reading best-selling books that say terror in the title. We've got to run around screaming in fear. But let's take our Prozac and Ritalin that cause children to have all these health problems and deaths, and let's drink poison in the water, and let's take deadly vaccines full of mercury, and our kids go into convulsions and are brain damaged from it. But let's just keep giving our other kids shots, and everything's fine. The government loves us. Oh, yes, the deadly muffins. Al Gore's running around fear-mongering. He was at Cannes. Global warming's here. It's going to kill everyone. Give up your rights. And then their solution is a global tax on fuel, which has nothing to do with global warming, even if it's real. As NASA reports, the sun's going into a new cycle to be 50% brighter. That's what's going to heat this planet up, not the marijuana muffins or your car. And a volcano, a major volcanic eruption, puts out more dust, ozone-depleting, atmosphere heating dust than all your cars have in the last 90 years, and that's mainstream statistics. We're out of time. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2, right here on the GCN Radio Network. Be sure to visit PrisonPlanet.tv, weekly TV reports, all my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, everything for 15 cents a day. Get a monthly trial subscription. Use it as a download tool to burn my films to disc. Keep making copies. Keep getting them out to folks. It's having a huge effect. We're having a lot of victory, so we ought to be happy. All right, get out there and take on the New World Order. God bless you all.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.